cliffcentral.com.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri. I, of course, am Ruby Chukwuri, and I am 20 years old. Joining me in studio today is the ever bubbly and very beautiful Zanele Zimu.
Hey, guys!
The forever fit and healthy Babalwa Mani.
We try, hello.
And the always confident and super intelligent Gamchirai Nyampinga.
What else are you going to do?
Ooh. Okay, cool. All right.
You know, I actually didn't expect that.
What? Sass.
You know what? Gamchirai is always just something to be reckoned with.
Yes, girl.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
I go by Gaga, guys.
Lol.
Non-orthodox.
I'd actually like to know how that came about, because when I met you, end of last year we met,
yeah,
and you said you go by Gaga, but I don't understand how Gaga comes from Gamchirai.
Okay, guys, so Gamchirai is obviously GA at the beginning, and I never had a cool nickname in high school. And like other people are like Bam, like Caddy, anything. I was always Gum.
Caddy?
Yeah, like Gummy.
Bam.
Yeah. I've had friends with such cool names, guys. So I was like, why not? You know, I'm not the normal kind of girl.
So wait, you made it up?
Yeah, I did.
I did. So you made up no one gave it to you?
No one gave me that.
So wait,
nickname.
Were you just like, guys, call me Gaga? Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
it fit. I'm crazy. I'm loud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident.
Uh-huh. Tell us more.
I'm not your normal girl. Why not? Why should I wait for someone?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I gave myself my own nickname.
Yes.
Damn, girl.
Well, on the topic of nicknames then, Zani, do you have a nickname?
My nickname is Zani.
Actually, tell us about your other name. The name you gave yourself when you were, in high school.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh. Guys, I gave myself a white name.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even spell it correctly.
Tell us what the name was.
Okay, so I was in like grade 6, grade 7. That's when every single black girl, well, not every single black girl, but most black girls really wanted to be like a white girl with the white hair, that type of thing. Because you like see the girls in the movies and they're always white. But don't worry now, I'm proud and I'm black. That was just a phase.
You're black? What?
What?
You're
black.
Oh, I would have never known.
Same.
No, I'm proud to be black. Guys!
I'm so dead. Anyways, tell us about the name.
Let me correct myself. I'm proud to be black. Yes. That was just a phase.
Hashtag black girl magic.
Yes, I do not want to be white.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So in grade 6, 7, I was just like, you know what? I really want to be a white girl. Like, it's a very embarrassing time of my life, but things like that happen.
No shame.
So I was like, I'm going to give myself a second name. Ashley.
Tell us how you spelt it.
You know, I even forgot how I spelt it, but you said Ashley or something.
She spelt it Ashley.
Wow. Of all the white names, Ashley.
I don't know. It was
the Ashleys out here. Also, now people are going to be hacked. Whoa.
Okay, sorry, guys. My mom's name's actually Ashley.
Yeah, you see?
You see, this is where the problem comes, Zanele.
No, it was just like, it was like grade 6 and 7. I was young, guys. And it, like social media, everyone had that white girl hair. I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I got my natural hair and I'm proud, y'all.
Yes! And
wait,
you, Babs?
Did you actually give it to yourself, though, Ash?
Listen, it's deleted, that part.
Zanella's Gmail account right now is Ashley Zimu.
I don't use it anymore. That Gmail account does not exist. I use my UCT one now. It was
so
a phase.
Good.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Dead.
And you, Babs, have you had any... Well, I guess Babs is a nickname.
Yeah, Babs is my nickname. But it's like almost like a thing as well. I wouldn't say it's like my identifier, but it almost is. It's almost like my brand name, Hey Now.
Okay.
But yeah, my full name is Babalwa. Proud to be. I know, like, on Mixit, I named myself B Money.
Okay, I see you.
I was like, yeah.
Let's not even talk. Let's leave the topic of Mixit names out. Because that's far too embarrassing. That's a whole nother segment.
No, genuinely.
On its own. I think my nickname is mainly Rubles, but yeah. I got that in like grade 5.
But so that's cute. Yeah. That's cute. It's not embarrassing.
You always want to be cute. I thought I was, you know, like confident and, you know, just mysterious.
I'm sorry, but it's cute.
Rubles, you know? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Just add a little bit of a twist on it. Yeah. Okay.
Switch it up. Add some spice.
Anyways, so the topic of today's show is not nicknames. Just in case you thought it was. But today is an open letter to 2017 and our 20s.
Whew.
So okay. Obviously, if we're talking 2017, we first need to start off with a recap of 2016. Because a lot of people have said this was a collective year of misery.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
Do you think that's true?
Hell dear. Yes.
You think
The devil's year. Damn right.
No, definitely. Really?
Gamu, what do you think were the highlights of your 2016?
Okay, for me personally, like my main highlight of 2016 was basically just discovering myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually you rely on people a lot and then you get disappointed. I'm not saying don't rely on people, guys, but also like rely on yourself. Like, yeah, you should be your biggest fan. And like, I'm not saying that you should do that now, like it takes time. But for me, I just realized that in my own life, the journey that I'm on, my path, at 21, I realized that I had to rely on myself more than other people. Of course, I have people that I count on, but I'm my number one fan. Mm-hmm. I give myself nicknames. Mm-hmm. I really count on myself because no one's going to love you more than you love yourself. Yep. And people only treat you the way they see you treat yourself, kind of thing. So love yourself, guys. That should be your highlight as well. Mm-hmm. 2017.
Yes! Love yourself.
Inspiration, what?
Genuinely, that was so, like...
Did you feel it?
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Did it touch you?
Thanks, babs.
And you, Zania?
Sorry?
Highlights or lowlights of your 2016?
Ooh, shucks. Like I said, this was the devil's year, guys. You know, that six. That six did things. It really did things. Like, like one moment, you're happy. And then just like 1 minute later, you're crying.
Mm.
True.
Like, honestly, okay. So like, my highlights was learning, like, honestly, just to rely on myself. Like Gaga said.
So I think that's a general
trend. Yeah, you really have to rely on yourself and you have to love yourself. You cannot go and love other people when you do not love yourself. That is very important.
Preach.
And to always just be myself. Like, why am I trying to impress people? What are they going to do for me?
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay, low lights, let's see. Everything from academics to my life. It's just, I don't know, this year really, you know how Kylie Jenner, sorry.
Kylie who?
Yay.
That's the whore, guys. You know how Kylie Jenner was like, guys, next year's going to be the year of me
discovering things.
What was it? Realizing things.
Realizing. Realizing things.
Well, realized a lot.
Oh, damn right. I realized a lot.
Too much.
I realized too much. Like, woo, can God just like calm down a bit? Like,
enough with the realizing.
Thank you. Yes. No, but I'm actually happy that it was a tough year because I actually just like learned a lot. Like I learned how to be myself. I learned how to not impress like people, not to do things I do not want to do. It's just, you know, I learned life.
Yeah.
And you always need to go through like the bad times in order for good times to come, y'all.
That's very true.
Yep.
Okay.
That was me.
Mm-hmm. And you, Babs? Highlights, lowlights of 2016?
Well, like I was saying before we came in, I was like, honestly, my highlight and lowlight, okay, well, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Boys are trash.
That is a highlight. Men are trash.
Men are trash.
I won't lie. Actually, I won't lie to you. Whoa. Wow. Wow. That genuinely is my one of my petty highlights and lowlights. Like, boys are trash. But, you know, like, I think this year's idea where I've discovered, like, in life, you genuinely don't need to be perfect.
Yeah.
I think we try too hard to be everything, and then we fall short of ourselves at the end, and then we just run out. And that was basically me this year, where I was like, yay, chief, maybe you've just been everywhere trying to do everything and trying to be perfect at it. When it's okay to fail things, it's okay to make mistakes, because we learn from them and we grow from them and we become more three-dimensional.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss 3D.
Yay.
Miss IMAX Studios. Yay, Miss 4D.
My boy. Miss Sony. What you saying?
Water spraying in your face in the cinema. I think for me, I don't know, it was a pretty high year, yeah, in terms of like getting to know myself more, as Gamu and Zani said. But it was also a very challenging year. Mm. I think in terms of academics, it was extremely challenging. You know, when you go into second year, things are like, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm at university, whoa. You know, things are real. It's not a joke anymore. And also, I don't know, personally, it's been like interesting navigating friends in university. It's just a different realm.
Genre.
Yeah, it's a different genre. Bit of a thriller, horror story, sometimes comedy, you know. Yeah. It's been an interesting year. Definitely very reflective.
Yeah.
I think.
I feel like it was really needed.
Yeah.
It was, eh?
Especially when you're like 20, 21, it's everything's just about reflection and seeing
self-discovery.
Yeah, self-discovery. Yeah. I mean, that's what 20s are for, I guess.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Like, it can calm down now, I'm just saying.
No, it really can. Eh? It can pola.
Yeah.
Them dogo can pola.
Easy.
But, you know, this year started off, like, we couldn't have expected much from this year when it started off with the whole Penny Sparrow issues, you know? Obviously, it wasn't going to be a good year after that.
You know what I enjoy about this year, though?
Mm.
Black consciousness is like life. It's life.
It really genuinely is.
I think that, like, it's so great to see, you know, my white friends at Stellenbosch saying, you know, wow, I was really offended by how this comment was passed by and what. And it's great because people are becoming so self-aware of these comments and what has been brewing. And it's also great to see that the youth is doing it and not our uncles and dads and moms.
Yeah, that's true. We have to start standing up for ourselves.
It's quite dope.
Mm. I'd actually seen an interesting post the other day, like on my Facebook, and it was about, I don't know if you've heard about Dark and Lovely's new all-natural range.
They actually interviewed me.
Really?
Yeah, they
okay.
Did. And I was actually at Boys Farmer's Market.
Tell us more.
What a nice man. I'm joking, guys. I was actually with one of my friends, Chido. So, yeah, we just went out for the day. And, like, basically, they were asking us, like, what you think about the product and do you think that it will sell? It will be a really good product. And I actually thought it would. Because I feel like usually we have to tame our hair by relaxing it or getting a straight weave. And we think that's beauty. And that is, like, society has made that beauty,
to be
honest.
Yeah, we've been taught that.
Sometimes when I have my natural hair, I actually have long natural hair, to be honest. But I just feel insecure. I think that's okay, my hair is just wild. It's out of control. I really need to tame it.
Mm.
And then I see people like Ruby embracing it. Yes. And that's who you are, guys. That's your hair. I'm not saying if you have a weave, you're less than
anyone. No, do what you want to do.
I've got braids. But what I am saying is that don't, like, be insecure about who you are, because your hair is a part of you.
Yes.
It's what you are.
Don't touch my hair.
Yes.
Do I sound like Solange?
No.
Sure. Well,
sorry, girl.
I mean, I tried.
No, you did, eh?
Yeah, I did.
And
there was significant
after that.
Anyway. But I definitely agree with you. Like, we have to learn how to accept ourselves in our natural state and reject what society has been telling us, you know, what beauty is. We have to say, no, this is what beauty is. This is what beauty is. Gummo is what beauty is. Babs is beauty.
Now you guys understand my Ashley face.
No, I get it.
Thank you.
I get it.
Hey, that was deep, hey?
You see, it was so deep.
No, that one, like, that's deep.
It's very, very deep.
No, I get you, Zanny. That face, maybe I didn't really have like that. But then it's also even like your accent. I've noticed that... Black girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm from Zim, guys.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
And I noticed that even like if a black girl, Shona is our first language, if I like made a mistake in English, everyone would be like, Chope, you can't speak English, what? But if a white girl spoke Shona incorrectly, oh, that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, lovely kind of thing. And I was a part of it. I'm not saying that I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But like, it's time to embrace ourselves, guys.
Whatever
and
you
it's
are,
an if you don't have to be violent to do it. You just in any way that you can embrace yourself, whether it's hair, it's your accent, it's your language.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shy, guys. It's who you are. After
like
all, you'll never be white.
Me and my English, the amount of sechoas I make. It's fine. I'm going to embrace it. Y'all understand me. That's the only thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Let me and my sechoa self live life.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yes. That's all that matters.
Genuinely.
But also drawing it back to like what you were saying about the Dark and Lovely project product and that you think it will sell, I actually found that quite interesting because back to the post I was referring to, this girl was saying... Dark and Lovely has always been the brand that has taught us to hate our natural hair.
They've always,
you know, had that goal with the silky hair. That probably is a weave, but, you know, anyways.
That on the girl with the little curls.
Exactly. Yeah, on the box of their relaxer. And since we've all been going to salon since we were young, it's been Dark and Lovely relaxer. You know, for most of us, been the staple. And it's like... You know, the hairdressers will always tell you, you need to relax your hair. You need to do treatment, whatever it is. And Dark and Lovely's always been the face of that for as long as I've known it.
Yeah.
So it's like, so is it, not saying that brand shouldn't evolve, but it's a, I find it a bit difficult to accept that now it's like they're on board. You know, they're using the hashtag proud to be natural, calling us sisters. It's a, I don't know how I feel about it. What do you think, Babs?
Well, I mean, I was having this discussion with my dad about hair and how, like, I mean, maybe on the side of the creators of these hair products, relaxing and whatever, it was that scheme to sort of socialize us to be like the white man.
Yes.
But it sort of became like a culture in a sense that it wasn't like, in the sense that it wasn't like we are trying to be white. Relax hair. We are trying to be other than ourselves, straighten hair or whatever. But it was like a culture of girl, go to the hair salon and
get that fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's pretty messed up in that way because now we can look at both sides of the story and be like, oh, they were actually trying to socialize us to be like this, but we thought this, you know? But like now that I guess maybe they gov that we know the story and everyone's also pro-black consciousness, then I think it's just a movement of, it's like the truth has been out. Now Dark and Lovey's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let us embrace what we actually are. And it's not about... proving to the white man that we can be just like them or keep up with them like it has been for a lot of years.
Yeah, I guess that's an interesting sentiment. All in all, black girl magic.
Yeah.
All in all, poor black ladies in
magic.
Studio.
Uh-huh.
Doing the damn thing.
True.
Uh-huh. So I just wanted to ask everyone, what three words would you use to describe your 2016? Gamu?
Oh, okay.
Just on the spot.
Yes, these questions.
Wow. Okay. Guys, sorry, I wasn't ready for that one, but I'm ready for anything now.
Yes.
Okay, for me personally, the three words that I would describe my 2016 is discovery, confidence, and self-love.
Mm.
I don't know if that's one word, y'all, but anyway, it's a word to me.
It is now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, I love it.
Okay, and you, Zani?
Traumatizing.
Okay.
Shame.
Challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like there's been a lot of happiness. So, yeah.
Okay. And you, Babs?
Hmm. Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, challenging. I'm actually going to steal that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's choco.
And growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's important. You always have to grow.
No, definitely.
Yeah. I think for me, the three words that I would use to encapsulate my 2016 would be rewarding, very reflective, and
love.
And tumultuous. It was definitely.
Why are you not including love?
Why are you not including love?
No, tumultuous, yeah.
Hey, Ruby.
I'll turn off your mic. Like, I'm controlling this. Thank you very much. Anyways.
Wowza, browza.
Actually, why did I invite you guys here?
Because you love us.
You know, I'm really rethinking this. Okay, so another reflective and challenging question I'd like to ask everyone mm-hmm. is, with what you've learned in the last 21 years, what would you tell your 13-year-old self? If you could talk to your 13-year-old self, what would you tell her?
To calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be fine. Like, why are you stressing over such small things? Mm. Like, literally, yeah, that's what I would tell my 13-year-old self. Just mm-hmm. to calm down and just be a child. Stop stressing and acting like an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you, Gamu?
I think I would steal that too from Zani. Like, basically to just relax and know that it's not the end of the world. Because there's so many little things. At that time, it's huge. Mm-hmm. But now when you look back at it, 13 years, I left my gym kid at home. It's such a big deal. You're crying. It's late. But then, guys, there's more things that are going to come ahead. Mm-hmm. Some challenging, some more interesting. And you're still young. Enjoy. Don't take things too seriously, except the serious stuff. To all the parents listening.
Uh-huh.
Keep them cool,
shout out
guys.
To the parents. And you, Babs?
Don't be too self-conscious. Mm. Like, it's not that deep. Like, literally, it's not that deep. You don't, like, if I can tell you how worried I was about appearance and about boys and the crush and my, like, it was such a stress, you know? So it's like, relax. You're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Believe it and accept it.
Yes.
Genuinely. That's what I tell my 13-year-old self.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would tell my 13-year-old self to be confident in who you are.
Yep.
And not feel pressured by society or pressured by family to fit into a certain norm, you know, that they think is the standard.
Reach.
Yeah. And I think also to understand that what you think might make you weird or a bit quirky mm-hmm. is actually what's going to take you forward in this life,
yeah.
you know? It's what you're actually going to stand out for. And it's not something to be, you know, put in the shelf. It's something to demonstrate, to really show people and just, yeah, to love yourself. I think all
in
all.
I also think, you know how black people don't believe in feelings and emotions?
Mm.
I think I would tell myself to be in touch with my emotions.
Yes.
Because it's actually a thing. It's actually a thing to be in touch with yourself. So, like, it's okay. It's not, you're not a wimp if you cry about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that.
Mm.
I think on the topic of, you know, what we've learned in the last 20 years or 21 years in relation to Gamu.
Thank you.
I won't forget you.
Gaga.
I think a good thing to discuss would be what our expectations are for our 20s. But first, I would like to, you know, speak to one of my family friends. Her name's Ruby Mngoshi. She studied architecture at Wits, and she's now 26, if I'm not mistaken. And she is now, you know, in the working world for a few years. She isn't really enjoying her job. She wants to go back and study and, you know, do her master's in architecture so that she can really propel her, you know, career. Mm-hmm. So I think before, you know, we get her on the line, for each of you, what are your plans for your 20s, starting with Zani?
Whew, this is actually quite a difficult question. Okay, besides graduating next year, guys, yay!
Yes!
I really don't know. Like, I have lots, like, it's either I'm going to go into theatre.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
Yes.
I love this.
Or I'm going to, what's this, do my honours in finance or ecos. Honestly, I'm not in a rush at all.
Boom.
I'm just going with the flow and I'm trying to figure out what I like. Mm. So, yeah, I'm not trying to be my 18-year-old self and be like, oh my God, in my 20s, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be having a car. No. I'm not doing that. I'm not setting myself dreams anymore. Mm. I'm just going with the flow and doing things I like. Yep.
Interesting. That sounds great. And you, Gamu?
For me personally, one thing that I've discovered is life will throw you lemons, guys.
Yep.
And sometimes you don't even see them coming. That's the worst part. Like, I really wanted to do law, and I was like, law, and everyone in my family, because I used to do debate. I was a very good debater. And everyone in my family would be like, ah, you are a lawyer. You were a lawyer. Lawyer young. Even sometimes, even when you're walking, ah, there goes the lawyer.
Yeah, if you're outspoken and confident, you're automatically a lawyer.
Ah, you are a lawyer. That means you're a lawyer. So I always thought, and then I went to UCT. I didn't get into law. Tried for the second, like, part of law, like to do a dual degree. I didn't get into that. And then I cried. I was really upset about that. Okay, I was mostly scared of my parents. I was really upset about that. But then what I'm doing now, gender studies and industrial sociology, that's what I was made to do, guys. Mm-hmm. And if I had gotten into law, I would never have discovered that. So I'm just going to let life happen. Of course, prepare, guys. Don't just sit and be like, come at me.
Definitely.
But like, when certain things happen, they're supposed to happen. Mm. Like, nothing is coincidental, guys. It is supposed to happen.
That's so, beautiful.
For my 20s, of course, I have dreams and stuff. I want to write books. Mm-hmm. I want to do a lot. But I'm going to take things slowly.
Mm.
And I'm going to enjoy the ride. Because, guys, it's one hell of a ride.
Yeah. Because I feel like we think about the future too much.
Yes.
Let's rather think about the now and actually enjoy the now.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're just stressing ourselves for nothing.
Genuinely.
Yeah, my girl Nicki Minaj says, live in the present. That gift is for the gifted.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Hey.
Your girl Nicki, when did you last see her?
In March.
Uh-huh. What were you guys doing?
I went to the concert.
Oh, okay. And did you guys speak?
Well, we spoke in my mind, guys. Like, we actually had a conversation because I'm a big Nicki fan. So, yeah. So some of the things that do come out of these lyrics and songs are actually life lessons.
Yes, that's very true.
It's not always all bad or all good or anything, but some of these things are actually life lessons. And to me, that is such a big life lesson. We tend to live in the future or the past. We'll be like,
not
no,
in the
but
present.
10 years ago, I made a mistake. Mm. Guys, live your truth in your present.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other
Can
time
I write
than
that
now.
Down?
Wow.
Yes.
Live your truth in the present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And how about you, babes? Plans for your 20s?
Well, I can say that I was blessed to start off with what I wanted to do. In high school, there were a lot of options for me. And at the end of it all, it was also very just a tough year in my life in general. And at the end of it, I was like, you know what? I actually know I am a drama kid at heart. That is me.
Babs and I used to do duos together.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yes. And like, I mean, shout out to AFTA because, wow, I am excited about school. Mm. Like, I can actually just...
That's actually so beautiful.
Yeah.
It makes such a difference to have that positive outlook on school.
I wish I could be excited about school. I don't want to wake up in the morning.
Like, damn, another lecture.
I mean, the hours are hectic because it is a live performance degree. So we do have 9 to 5 everyday rehearsals on weekends, hectic shoots and all of those things. But it's like, wow, like this is what I'm going to do. So it's really fun. Plans. This is also my last year. I'm graduating.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to travel to Thailand. Ooh. At the end of this year.
Okay. Take Group me with of, you, please.
Yeah.
That, come through.
And then study abroad, do honors, because, you know, always trying to open, unlock that mind.
Yes.
So.
Constant learning, lifelong
always,
learning.
Always. So, don't know if I should go to America, because, it's
Donald
a bit
Trump.
It's a bit tense.
Over Mr.
There.
Trump.
So maybe.
Might have to, you know, climb a wall to get there.
Hey. Maybe I'll just go to the UK.
I mean, Brexit also just happened, so they aren't too keen on immigrants either. So, I mean, good luck with that.
So, maybe I'll be in South Africa. I'm joking. We'll see. We'll see how the year goes. Let's not stress, also.
Yeah.
Last push. Just going to work hard. Play hard, and yeah, that's actually my motto: work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think my plans for my 20s is to definitely learn to manage money. You know, yes. To start investing when I'm young. You know, because as black children of this generation, we know that some parents struggled. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we really need to learn how to manage money, build wealth, you know, really learn how to invest and know about all the portfolios and unit trusts and, you know, all that terminology. And yeah, just have financially secure lives, because it really is important. Not saying that money is everything, but to be secure financially is very important for our lives. Yeah. And yeah, definitely like to travel. I mean, wherever the money comes from to travel, you know, shout out to anyone who wants to sponsor, you know, a trip.
What's this? You can go teach English
in Thailand.
Yeah. I mean, that's an idea.
And they pay for everything. Hmm. So,
guys, like 5 years ago, okay, not five, because by that time I had realized the truth. A few years ago, I would always say by 24, I'll be married, guys. Married. Guys,
oh my God.
That ain't happening.
You don't know.
Mm-mm.
Okay, wait. On, you know, the topic of your expectations.
Yes.
Let me just introduce our call-in guest, Ruby Mngoshi, who I said was studying, had studied architecture and is now going to do her master's next year. Hello, Ruby.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, great. Hey, Ruby.
Hello, Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hey, Ruby.
We were just discussing our expectations for our 20s, and do you have any tips or suggestions for us and how it worked out for you?
I've been listening to you guys, and I'm not sure what you need me for. You're doing quite well over there. Those are all great ideas. So have any of you guys started working?
I have a waitressing job. So that's the only...
Okay, so you haven't started working in the field that you studied in?
No.
Well, I guess... I mean, I work here at, like, Cliff Central and Touch Central, I guess, so...
Oh, okay, cool. Well, what happened to me is... Look, the reality was a bit disappointing for me compared to my expectations of working. I think you come in with a degree and in that field you're in, you must realize that everyone else there also has that same degree, and they have a lot of work experience, so they already are significantly ahead of you in that workforce.
Yes.
But I think what you need to remember is that you are in your dream career. It might not be your dream job, you are in your dream career, you are in whatever you studied for, and because you're in that career, you're on the path, and if you're on the path, then what you need to remember is that you're already living the dream.
Yes.
Because, like, even if you are passionate about your job, there are times when you will hate it.
Well, you know a bit about
and
that.
You just need to remember that certain things... Yeah. Honestly, I hated my job the first 2 years working. And I couldn't understand why, because, I mean, my degree was simple. I studied architecture to be an architect. There's nothing difficult to understand about that.
Yeah.
And there's a certain aspect of architecture that I love that I didn't get to practice because they needed me to do basics in construction drawings. And that was difficult for me to bear because that's not the creative side of architecture. And yeah. I'm a creative.
Yeah.
And because I wasn't getting the creative outlet I wanted, I then left my job and I have another passion, which is art. And I painted from a studio.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, she took a year out last year.
My creative side, but I didn't fulfill everything because I really didn't. Yeah. So, I mean, with a learning curve, and like, I would recommend that you try do whatever you can to find job satisfaction.
Mm.
But I think being the generation we are in, what would they consider us to be the millennial generation? So anyone born in 1984 and onwards.
Yes.
And there have been some terrible things said about us, you know, that we're impatient.
Lazy.
And we feel entitled and we grew up getting awards for no reason. Exactly. I mean, some horrible things being said. And some things are our fault, some things are not. But regardless, I think, and Ruby, let me know if I'm talking too much or if you want to cut
no,
in.
No, no, continue,
questions.
Continue. We're listening but to your wise words.
Yes.
Yeah. I think what I regret most in leaving my job is not being patient enough. Because I think there are things that take more than a year, more than 2 years, even more than 5 years to build.
Mm.
And I think the issue being us being an instant generation, we want instant gratification right there and then. So we're not used to this waiting for years for something to manifest. If we want to watch movies, we don't queue at the cinema or we don't go get a DVD. You just download it right then and then and it's done. And I think being from this era has affected our job satisfaction criteria because we want it right then and then. So I would encourage you guys to be patient and to know that these things take time and certain things come with experience. And sometimes it may feel like, for me, it felt like in the work area, I was doing my best and I wasn't getting any recognition. But I think the best thing you can do is to humble yourself and persevere steadily because some things come with experience and eventually you will get there. You will get to where you want to be. That is if you are in your dream career, not necessarily your dream job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, calling in and giving us your a bit of your journey. And I think the biggest takeaway from what you said is, you know, to humble yourself and to pursue steadily. So thank you, Ruby, for being on our show.
Thank you.
You're deep.
Thank you, girl.
Welcome.
Thanks. Okay. So, yeah, I think we should just reflect on a bit of what she said. I know she had said that, you know, you have to be patient because none of this is easy. Mm-hmm. And I guess nothing worth having comes easy. I know my mom always says that to me, you know. Do you think we are a bit, as the millennial generation, we do want instant gratification, as Ruby had said?
Oh, yes, 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 I do. Because, like, what's this? Like I said, when I was 18, I, like, by the... Like, I told myself, by 20, I want this.
Mm.
I want that. But, guys, like, we really need to calm down. It's not going to happen at the age we want it to happen. And we, like, need to enjoy the moment and enjoy the process. And we actually need to... I feel like we all have this expectation that we're going to graduate and then straight away we're going to get our dream job of maybe, like, being a CEO. It doesn't happen like that.
Yeah. I mean, no. For some people, it does.
Well, some people are lucky.
Mm.
It does happen, but most of us are not that lucky.
Mm.
So I feel like we should just, like, just calm down and take it one step at a time. Like what she said, we're not going to enjoy something, but at the end of the day, there's a goal. And we have to go through terrible things. For example, like, working for a horrible person in order for us to actually get to our dreams.
Mm. Or just not doing the exact job that you always thought you were going to do.
Mm.
How about you, Gamu? What do you think?
I agree. And sometimes I feel like we even study things that we don't even use later on in life.
Yep. Yes.
Like there's so many people that say, oh, I did law, but I'm now working here.
Mm-hmm.
And as I as I said and as everyone else said here today, like, things in life happen and things change. Nothing that you plan always has to happen.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, like, don't be impatient, but also don't stay in something where you know you're not happy at all.
Yes.
And don't do it for your parents, for status, because usually we do a lot of things for status. Like, I mean, how cool is it to be like, hi, guys, I'm studying law and economics. Like, everyone, oosh, she's so smart.
That time you're struggling
that time
through
you're
the
dying,
degree.
You're asking people for help all the time. Like, you know nothing. So for me, basically, just learn to learn. Learn to learn. Like, enjoy learning. It's all a learning curve. Yep. Like, you're going to have hard times at workplaces. And some of us are lucky. Our parents, for example, own companies. And then we just go straight up the hierarchy.
Yeah.
And we never have that struggle. But that's not all of us. So let's just learn to learn. Be patient. But understand what you want. And that takes time.
Yes, that's true. And how about you, Babs? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think what I gathered a lot from what Ruby said was that, you know, she knows that this is what she loved and what she wants to pursue. And regardless of her obstacles, she still sort of pushed and pushed and pushed.
Yeah, the end goal is set.
Yeah. So, I mean, just like anyone will tell you, the arts isn't a hard, isn't an easy career to start in.
Mm.
It isn't just slam bang, woo, I made it. No, it's actually not like that. But you have to carry that reality. You need to actually understand the reality of where you're going.
Mm.
You need to understand that, okay, maybe I'll bump into this obstacle and this obstacle, but at the end of the day, this is what I'm good at. And this is what I'm passionate about. So I will get to where I need to get to. So, I mean, for me, I'm like, whoa, it's lit. I'm almost done with my degree. Will I actually achieve what I want to, my deep goals that I want to do? Yeah, those doubts and worries are definitely over there. But I'm like, you know what? Just like she said, you've studied for this thing. You've
put all your effort and energy into it.
You've got the thing. You've got the skills, so you can achieve it.
Yeah.
It's there.
It just takes hard work and patience.
Yeah. It really does. So that kind of mindset is so key to have. It's so key. Like, you'll have the keys to life if you just have that. If I am very, very well aware of what I'm good at and what where I want to be, I can get there.
Yeah, I think that's true. I know, I mean, a lot of like millennials are saying they are suffering the quarter life crisis. Like, once you get to 25, 27 and you're like, what am I doing with my life? I haven't achieved my goals. I thought everything was going to be fantastic right out of university. And it's not happening, you know.
Yeah.
I can't pay my bills. I've just had to move back into home with my parents. Like, I still don't have a car, you know.
Those are the realities.
Yeah.
Eh? They really are. And even through like those things, like, that's also why, like, a lot of, I don't know if people know, but like a lot of people say, guys, stay at home
for as long as you can, wait to grow up.
Genuinely.
Yes.
Stay at home. It's actually okay to say that you live with your parents until you're 30. I won't lie. It's actually fine. Because once you get out, this is you saying, I'm tapping out. Like,
yeah, your parents cut you out nicely.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So,
don't come back.
it's your life. Life is real.
No,
I think that's, it's not a movie.
No, it's not a fantasy. Hey?
No, it's not.
No, it's not Enchanted. You know that film that we used to watch?
It's not Enchanted,
Chief. I feel like movies sold us dreams, guys.
Especially American college movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it made college look like a good time.
I thought I was going to be getting A's. A lot. Going to, like, you know, those college parties.
With the red cups.
Yeah, with the red cups. Where are the red cups? Yes. No. You know, it's not happening. Oh, well, it's fine.
I mean, I guess we'll see what happens in the next 10 years, you know?
Yeah, that'd be so interesting.
Yeah, what conversations will we be having at 30?
We're probably going to be like, why were we so worried about this?
Why were we so ready to grow up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when my mom, like this weekend, sometimes I'm a good daughter, sometimes I'm not. So sometimes I do chores when I'm not asked, and sometimes, you know, I wait to be asked. Shout out to my mom. I love you. But it's like sometimes, you know, like your mom will be calling you to wash the dishes and you're like, can I just get out of this place? You know, in that little moment of frustration. But it's like, do you really want to leave now? That's because you'll be
like,
missed.
You're in an argument with your mom and you're like, no, it's fine. I'm going to Cape Town soon. But you know, you go to your room and you're just like,
I miss home. Yo, how many times? You know, it's so sad. In Cape Town, I'll literally start seeing things that look like Joburg. I'll be like, wow, that road.
That robot. Road.
It looks like that one by my house. Yo. Homesick. Wow.
No, it's real, hey.
It's a thing.
Like, sometimes I just call my mom and I'm just like, I miss home. Like, I want to be home. Can I come? You know?
Yeah.
Then you get home.
You're like your best friends when you're at school. Mm-hmm. I can't live without my mom.
I know.
2 days. Ish, guys, I can't wait to go back to Cape Town. But you're only going back in March.
Exactly. Guys, thing. March is a long way away.
The thing is, it's the middle of March. Not even the beginning.
It's a long way to go.
I'm not complaining, but I'm complaining.
Like, true. Just a little bit.
If I could travel during this time, then that would be nice. So anyone wanting to, you know, pay for my trip, please holla. Okay?
Give us your bank account details. It's 6669-2345 FNB, branch code 50210.
Wow. She's so prepared. Like, give me the money.
I hope that's not someone's account number, because that would be a bit awkward. Not awkward. Ask for the money back, because I did, you know, the job.
I get you.
But anyways, just to end off what we've been speaking about, about, you know, what we're looking forward to in 2017, reflecting on our 2016, what our plans are for our next decade of life, you know, our 20s. What are your New Year's resolutions for 2017? And what were your resolutions for 2016? Have you achieved them? So I know we had done the show last year with Zani.
Yes.
When she had come to guest host with me. And she had said that her New Year's resolutions for 2016 were to learn to surf and to stop worrying so much. Woo. So have you achieved those resolutions?
Okay. The surfing part? Nope. I didn't even touch the water.
Who's your band?
That's the thing. I didn't even touch the water. And then the stop worrying, it's slowly going down. Like, obviously, I still worry a lot, but now it's a bit better. So at least, you know, I tried.
Yeah. Okay. And resolutions for 2017?
My 2017 resolutions. Let's see. Honestly, I don't want to set resolutions for next year.
Okay.
Because I always do, and then nothing happens. I'll just say I'm just going to do me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just, let's see where what life happens. Takes me. Maybe next year you'll be asking me, and I'll be like, you know what, girl, I actually did this, I did that. You know, let me see. Yeah.
Okay. And how about you, Gamu?
Well, 2016, I actually had no resolutions. Okay. Sometimes I felt like I was too childish for resolutions, because I would always be I would always be like, yeah, you know, once I get to school on the first day, I'm gonna do all my reading.
Yes.
Wow. I'm gonna go to the library every day from 5 to 10.
Yes. So you're gonna attend every lecture.
So I can take the forest till jammy, so I'm home in time for 11, and I can wake up for all my 8 o'clocks. That really happened. So. And other things, obviously, that I shan't mention.
So dead.
So for 2017, I'm just going to wing it, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that sounds a bit radical and, I'm going to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But, like, really, I'm actually going to do what I want to do. I think 2017 for me is just going to be the year of basically doing me.
Yes.
Making my mistakes, doing things for me, not what is Ruby gonna say. I'm just gonna try focus on me and make myself a better person in 2017 in every aspect. It's gonna be slow, but just every single aspect of myself, I'm just gonna try grow and just make myself a better person for me.
Amen.
Ooh, ooh. I have to live with me, guys. Mm-hmm. Every day. But yeah.
Okay. And how about you, Babs?
I think what I started to discover end of 2016 was just, okay, what is my circle friendship group like? How does that correspond with who I am and who I want to be, my morals and all of those things? A big part of 2017, I want everything to be crystal clear, as in everything corresponds with who I am, and I don't want to force issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pretend. Doing you, yes, I love that statement, but sometimes you can just get lost in the sauce and then,
definitely,
you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I don't want to get lost in the sauce. I think my 2017, I don't want to get lost in the sauce.
So for the people that don't understand, lost in the sauce means?
Wow. It means getting carried away. Mm-hmm. And then, have you guys seen that Mr. Krabs meme?
Yeah.
So, like, Mr. Krabs is basically, like, in the water, like, oh, my God, what's going on? So I don't want to wake up and be like, Mr. Krabs, if that makes sense.
I
don't want to be Mr. Krabs this year, because it happened a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be consistent in what I'm doing. I suffer from IBS, and I get gastritis, all of these things. So I have committed to a very healthy lifestyle right now,
mm-hmm.
and I want to keep... at it.
Yes. And you will.
At it.
Mm-hmm.
You will. You should see her body, guys.
No,
damn.
She looks good.
Banging.
Yeah. Like, and you could podcast her body, but...
I'm like tucking in my tummy right now.
See, like, I'm wearing 3/4 pants out here and I'm feeling like, no, I should have worn cover up.
No, but we all have to feel comfortable in who you are, you know?
We're all different.
You
have to love yourself, honestly.
Yeah. I think, for me, one thing that I'd really like to pursue for 2017 is to be more positive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think sometimes you just get so caught up in the negativity around you and in your own negativity.
Mm.
And it's you don't succeed that way, you know.
True.
And you just only... people don't like you that way. You know, no one wants to be around a negative person.
This is true.
Yeah.
And you can slowly start by just complimenting someone.
Mm. Yeah.
Like,
or not comparing yourself all the time. I think we have such a problem, especially in the world that we live in, with like social media and how we communicate with people, about, you know, comparing ourselves to the next person, which is never beneficial.
But it's hard because, like, for example, sometimes your parents are like, why don't you study this, like that person?
Mm.
Or someone on the
like,
street, like let's say you're walking with your friend and they're like, oh, I'm studying this. And the other one's like, I'm studying to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously that person's like, ooh, a doctor.
Mm. And then you're like,
what about my degree? Why are you not complimenting me?
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm studying creative writing. So.
But I think that's the beauty of life. I think life teaches you at that point that you're supposed to be your number one supporter.
Yes.
Because you can't... I'm not saying don't support people, compliment people. Please do, guys. If something looks nice, give credit where it's due.
Yeah, don't be bitter.
But I'm also saying don't expect people to always compliment you.
Yes.
Because people won't do that. Because everyone's going through their own struggles. Everyone's in their own whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing creative writing or studies or anything, dancing, anything like that, be proud of that.
Yes
I'm a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a doctor. If the whole world were doctors, we wouldn't have entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have so many other things. We are all a piece of the puzzle, basically.
Yes.
So to all the people that are doing gender, art,
amen,
doctors, anything,
hello,
guys,
that's me soon. Yeah, y'all.
Woo! Just be proud of that, because the moment you wait for people to always compliment you, boost you, you're always going to be down under the weather. Compliment yourself, boost yourself, you're doing it.
Lead
and
yourself.
Yes, she's doing it, she's a doctor, we're all different. I'm proud of you, girl, you're a doctor. And I'm a dancer, so here we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if it's exotic dancing, I mean, do you.
I mean, do you. Boom.
Uh-huh.
Do you.
As Gumwu does a little, you know, body roll.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys, for coming onto the show.
Anytime.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I love the Ruby show.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The Ruby. This is Ruby Live.
Yeah.
Ruby After Dark.
Ruby After Dark.
Ruby After Dark.
dark. Chloe after dark.
Ruby after midnight.
Hey. Hey.
When Ruby comes out to play.
Yes.
Midnight magic.
Okay, Ruby.
Okay, before I get kicked off the station. Okay. thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuerie. I would like to thank Gamchirai, Zanele, Ruby, and Babalwa.
Yeah.
And I would like to end the show off with a quote that Gamchirai said during the show.
Yeah.
In which he said, "Live your truth in your present."
Wow.
Yes. I'm famous, guys. And I'm from Zim. International.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Cliffcentral.com.